This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a mother and daughter granted bail to the sum of $80,000 each. The Barbados Bar Association breaks silence on rising crime and violence. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness reports fewer people are living on the streets. Barbados's breakwater project nearing completion following barrel destruction. And Barbadian students set for new climate education. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A mother and daughter facing multiple cocaine-related charges were granted bail when they appeared before the magistrate's court yesterday. 63-year-old Beverly Cassandra Smith and her 27-year-old daughter, Ruthley Iodele Williams, both of Lot 474, No. 6, Crystal Crescent, Kingsland Terrace, Christchurch, appeared before Magistrate Deidre McKenna in the Oystens Magistrate's Court. The court granted them bail in the sum of $80,000 each. Smith and Williams were arrested and charged in connection with the possession, trafficking, and intent to supply cocaine with an estimated street value of $750,000. They're scheduled to reappear in court on Tuesday, September 9th. President of the Barbados Bar Association, Kay Williams, is calling for more effective action to combat the issues of crime and violence. In a statement last evening, Ms. Williams said Barbadians were currently fearful to conduct daily activities and condemned the recent acts of violence.
The Barbados Bar Association, we wish to express our deepest concern at the recent and alarming rise in violent crime, which is affecting ordinary citizens across our community. This wave of violence is really shaking the public's sense of safety, even as they go about merely trying to do their daily lives while residing in their homes, commuting to work, and caring for their families or conducting business. We unequivocally condemn those acts of violence and call for urgent, coordinated and effective action to restore safety in our neighborhoods. We believe every step must be taken to protect the public, uphold the law, and ensure that the perpetrators of these crimes are swiftly brought to justice through due process.
President of the Barbados Bar Association, Kay Williams. President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, says efforts to tackle homelessness in Barbados are yielding results, with fewer people now living on the streets. Speaking during the Barbados Police Service training and sensitization workshop hosted by the Alliance, Mr. Safri credited the 24-hour shelter for the progress made.
Thanks to the Ministry of People's Empowerment and the Minister's vision for seeing the need for a 24-hour shelter in Barbados. And that 24-hour shelter has seen a reduction in persons coming on the streets. Yes, you will still see people on the street. Not everyone wants our services, and it's also because of where they are in society. Whether they have mental health challenges, whether they have drug addiction issues, or whether they're just stubborn and they don't want to comply with rules and regulation. But at the end of the day, the 24-hour shelter have seen a reduction in homeless people coming onto the streets, and we are seeing where there is an uptake in terms of people using the shelter. But that is a good thing than being on the street, especially with the women and the children. And now we are able to expand our women and children shelter now due to a grant that was given to us by the Japanese embassy.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Meantime, senior police officer at the Holtown Station, Inspector Wendell Thomas, says the issue of homelessness continues to present safety challenges for law enforcement across the island.
Over the years, we have found ourselves in each of the divisions, the North, South, and Central. We've been encountering situations where we are seeing a lot of people on the streets, some homeless, some, as Mr. Safri said, some just being spiteful, who ought to be out there. But that creates a challenge for us going forward, because then we have to look at the safety aspect. If you all can recall, there was a situation where we had the homeless in town being placed under pressure in terms of being attacked by persons on almost a nightly basis. So seminars like these, or this one that we are staging here today, is critical in formulating a plan as to how we will deal with this issue going forward.
Senior police officer at the Holtown Station, Inspector Wendell Thomas. Acting Director of the Coastal Zone Management Unit, Antonio Rose, says climate change is affecting fisheries and agriculture sectors across the region and believes adaptive measures are needed to mitigate the situation. Mr. Rose was speaking during the official launch of the $54 million U.S. dollar Barbados Barrel Emergency Response and Recovery Project at the Hilton Barbados Resort.
Climate change is significantly disrupting fisheries and aquaculture across the globe. Caribbean Fisher Folk are on the front line of this battle against climate change, fighting to maintain their catches, their income, and their livelihoods. And so by extension, at stake is our food security, our fishing heritage, the well-being of coastal communities, and an important contribution to the emerging blue economy. That's what they are. That's where we're going. So the negative impacts of climate change can already be evident in the Caribbean.
Acting Director of the Coastal Zone Management Unit, Antonio Rowe, also on hand giving the partnership and giving partnership and support on the Barrel Project, was the World Bank's Senior Disaster Risk Management Specialist, Dr. Naraya Carrasco, who spoke to the ongoing repairs to the breakwater at Bridgetown Fisheries Complex.
When we have the rehabilitation of damaged infrastructure, especially the fisheries marina, the breakwater, and there is already progress on that rehabilitation. We went there yesterday to see the work that is ongoing, and you can see that progress has been made, and hopefully the breakwater could be finished, let's say, around August, end of August. So hopefully nothing happens in between, but we are targeting that. So it's really nice to see that even though the project hasn't been like officially started, but I think things have been rolling on the background and things are really to see on the ground.
Senior Disaster Risk Management Specialist with the World Bank, Dr. Naraya Carrasco. Barbadian students are about to get hands-on experience to learn more about climate change and its impact. These were the remarks by Chief Executive Officer of XQ Institute, Ms. Rosalind Ali, at the opening of the Oceana Innovation Hub at Carlisle Bay. XQ Institute partnered with the Government of Barbados to create the hub.
Oceana is not just climate resilient, it is instructionally radical. Here, students will study passive cooling, not from a diagram, but in the breeze. They'll calculate solar output, not on worksheets, but from their own rooftop. They'll engage with circular design, sustainable thing, regenerative materials, all as part of their daily school experience.
CEO of XQ Institute, Ms. Rosalind Ali. Meanwhile, Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman, expressed how knowledge gained at Oceana will help students meet the world's ever-changing demands.
Many of the jobs we know today will disappear within the next 20 years, thus requiring a series of skill sets that requires agility and resilience throughout our education. We are preparing global citizens, as you've heard from our Chief Education Officer, with local roots. Graduates who are flexible, innovative, and confident. Young people who are equally at home in Bridgetown or Brussels, in Spikestown or Singapore, in Weston or in Warsaw. We want them to compete on the world stage, carrying with them the values, the culture, the spirit that made them uniquely their journey.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. And finally, the Israel-Iran conflict continues to gather momentum as it enters its sixth day. As the United States assists with Iranian missile interceptions, President Donald Trump has called upon Iran for an unconditional surrender. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, Ali Bahraini, issued a response to the United States.
If we come to the conclusion that the United States is directly involved in attacks against Iran, we will start responding to the United States.
Iran has been exploring options for leverage, including veiled threats to restrict access to the Gulf through the Strait of Hormuz, the world's most important shipping artery for oil. Tehran has in the past threatened to close the strait, but has never followed through. In Israel, sirens rang out warning people of Iranian retaliatory missile strikes.
That report from Reuters News Agency. Recapping the headlines. A mother and daughter granted bail to the sum of $80,000 each. Barbados Bar Association breaks silence on rising crime and violence. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness reports fewer people are living on the streets. And the Breakwater Project nearing completion following barrel destruction. Barbadian students set for new climate education. And Iran says it will not surrender, but rather escalate the war if the U.S. gets involved. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.